This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What about the changes that Don has brought has made the defenseman's job maybe easier with the puck?
I don't know if there's anything in general with the puck, but I think, you know, it's clear for us when the rush is coming at us. I feel like we've done a better job of slowing them down in the neutral zone. So for us as defensemen, I think it's a little bit easier for us to gap up, you know, and just keep things to the outside.
Colin, as you look at last night, it was just everybody. Is it just one of those games where you guys, you know, just made a lot of mistakes and you have to just kind of let it go because you have a game so quickly? And do you like getting back at it right away when you guys have a game like that?
Yeah, I think it's nice, obviously, to get right back into it tonight. You know, last night wasn't our best, obviously. So anytime you get another opportunity to go out and play right away, it's good.
Colin, not to harp on the past or anything, but it seems like if you played this game last night earlier in the season, it might not have gone the way it went in terms of being down 3-1. Body language at the time might have seemed like it was not where it needed to be. But last night, you guys battled back to a 3-3. What does that say about this team's confidence, being able to come from to still be in it mentally, emotionally, from behind, especially considering, you know, last week the same thing happened with the Rangers. You were down, still came back, tied it, forced overtime, things like that. Where is this team's confidence to still be able to stick around, and how has that changed in recent weeks?
Yeah, I think, well, obviously, I think when you're getting points consistently in a couple games there, I think that helps. So I think that, you know, it was great that we battled back last night. The power play, you know, did a good job getting a couple. But, yeah, we can't put ourselves in that situation. I think, obviously, last night wasn't our best. But good that we had a little bit of resilience there and tried to come back.
Colin, you guys have done, you know, aside from last night, I mean, really defensively, you guys have done a lot better, improved under Don. Against the Capitals, what challenge do they really present in their ability to create offense, especially off the rush?
Yeah, they're very good. We're going to have to be sharp. Like I said earlier there, you know, keeping things to the outside is definitely key, especially against these teams that are so skilled. You know, they like to create a lot of offense, and they're really good at it. A lot of speed, quick forwards. So just have to be sharp, make sure you know who you're out against, and go from there.
Last night on the penalty kill, you guys gave up two. The second one didn't really seem to be structured or mistake thing. It was just a shot from the top of the circle. You guys didn't seem to be in real bad shape at the time. But overall, last maybe two or three games, you've had some trouble with the penalty kill. What needs to change a little bit to get it back to where it was maybe four games ago?
Well, I mean, tonight we're facing obviously a really good power play. So just be aware of their options. You know, obviously with Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, Backstrom. I mean, they got unlimited weapons over there. So make sure we're getting in lanes, doing all those, you know, character things that it takes on a penalty kill to get the job done.
Hey there, you guys have just claimed Drake Cajula on waivers. What do you know about him from playing against him?
Smaller forward. You know, speedy, good skills. So I mean, I haven't seen a lot of him this year, obviously, but yeah, looking forward to getting him in and hopefully he can help.